Recording has started.
Thank you. Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening, and welcome to the CCWG new GTLD auction proceeds call held on Wednesday, the 30th of January, 2019. In the interest of time, there will be no roll call. Attendance will be taken by the Adobe Connect room. As stated before, at this time we have Cavuth Arista, Sebastian Bachelet, and Becky Burr, who are on the audio portion only. I would like to remind all participants to please state your name before speaking for transcription purposes, and to please keep your phones and microphones on mute when not speaking to avoid any background noise. With this, I will turn it over to Ching Zhao. Please begin.
Thank you very much, Adrian, and also with everybody to join us. First of all, any updates, SOI, and the declaration of interest, any new updates that we should receive from the participants, please let us know now. If not, I would like to begin by saying thanks, everybody, to join us. Hope you have a wonderful holiday for some of you last year, and also a belated Happy New Year's wishes to all of you wherever you are. I know it's the beginning of this year. Some place could be very cold, we have some, many things to do in the beginning of the years. I know some of you are in Paris to join the IGF MAC meeting, and many of the business getting started. So I really appreciate your spending time with us for the next 90 minutes or so on the CCWG auction proceeds. We have some apologies today, as you can see from the agenda. The co-chair, Eric Mann, she's on a business trip. So she couldn't make it this time, so step in and to help manage and chair the call. And obviously, with the support, as always, from Yoke, from Marika. So with that, let's move on to the third item of the agenda, is the proposed approach for reviewing and addressing public comments. I think for this one, before we really jump in into the what's being put together, mostly in the beginning by the staff, and thanks once again to Marika and her team to put together the review tool to put together the summary of the public comments. Before we dive into that, I think it's worthy to maybe to help some of you to kind of to capture what's been discussed last time in our last call, happened in approximately one month earlier. In the last call, we just ended with the public comments. We received some feedback during the last call that the CCWG, the initial report wasn't really, emphasizing that the community should be the one to review the model and also to decide the structure of, the auction proceed fund, how this could be used. So we have some opinions on that, and we also spent some time discuss that and will be addressed for that type of concerns. And also, in this particular summary of comments, we have seen comments and also the opinions from different SO and ACs. To show support, and also to show support, but with some conditions, some new ideas. So the leadership spent some time to analyze the comments with the staff, and so then we have come up together with this summary as we'll be presenting to the members during this call. So I think for maybe to go through this, I would like to probably to turn the mic to Marika, and maybe to have her to help us walk through pretty much in the high level what has been done and what is the approach that we are using, and maybe a high level summary for the work that has been done so far. So over to you, Marika. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you very much, Ching. This is Marika. So what you see up on the screen, and this was also circulated with the agenda, is a modified version of the public comment review tool that we shared with you, prior to the new year. So what we had originally done was kind of break down the different comments and input that had been received along the lines of the different sections of the initial report, as well as the different recommendations and questions that were flagged in view of facilitating the review by the CCWG of the input that was received. And so following that call last year, we did some further thinking about how we could kind of even further facilitate your consideration, and leadership was keen as well to include some recommendations as to how to deal with the input, especially focusing on next step and basically discussion topics for the CCWG that would help inform any potential changes that would need to be made to the report and its recommendation as it moves into the direction of a final report. So what we did, we added a column, and it's the 1, 2, 3, 4th column you currently see on the screen, in which we basically try to analyze a little bit further, what is the type of change that is being suggested by the commenter, and the possible action or no question for the CCWG that the commenter is asking to address or opine on. So we did that as a first step, and that is basically, I think, the language you see on the top of that for each column. In certain cases, it will say, there is nothing expected, that the commenter may be supporting a recommendation or a perspective of the CCWG. And in other cases, commenters are asking for very specific items, and as such, we've tried to kind of flesh that out. In addition to that, the leadership team, so Eric and Ching, then went through that list and tried to identify for those items where the CCWG is being asked to either consider a certain perspective or consider making a certain change. They have kind of suggested what the next step of the CCWG might be in order to address that comment. And that has been flagged as kind of a leadership recommendation for those items that it relates to. And in addition, what staff has done for those comments where no specific change has been suggested, where it was more kind of either agreeing with the recommendations that have been put forward, staff has gone ahead and put in the right-hand column a proposed CCWG response that mainly goes to the nature of, we thank you very much for your input and appreciate your support for the recommendation. So basically the ask is now from the group is to review this document and indicate whether or not you agree with the next steps that have been proposed. And of course, this means as well, if you're of the view that in any of the comments we've indicated that no further steps are needed, that you can flag if you do not agree with that. So that will then hopefully kind of give us a kind of way to develop a work plan for the next phase, because it means we can kind of break down the different topics that have been identified and items that need further consideration. So we can kind of line them up in the form of a work plan that will hopefully then get the group to a final report. So that is a little bit the thinking behind this document. Again, the intention really is here to facilitate your review of the comments. And of course, this does not take away the obligation for everyone to review the comments in their full details. you know, for all the input has been provided, we have added the link as well to the full comments. So you should be encouraged as well to go back there and see the full deal, full details of it. And of course, if anything was overlooked or missed, you know, please feel free to call that out. And so I hope that's helpful. I don't know, Ching, if you want to say more about the leadership recommendations and you know, I think one idea was to maybe, you know, give a flavor and maybe go to one of those and kind of talk it through so you kind of see where I think the leadership is coming from and, you know, how to move forward on these items.
Sure. Marika, thanks for, you know, the explanation. I think it's really the staff, I mean, the staff putting together the first step and the leadership team try to make a kind of a logical sense of the recommendations that could, you know, help the, you know, the group moving things forward. So, yeah, I mean, one quick, I mean, recommendation is if everybody can scroll down to, let's say, recommend, you know, on page 8, for example, I'm just taking one example in the Adobe room, which I can scroll down now on page 8, the comments from ISPCP. So as you can see, this particular recommendation submitted by the ISPCP for this particular one, suggesting the CCWG to consider enhancing option A with review of application for funding to be, you know, reviewed by a panel of experts from the ICANN community and a professional project manager to be assigned by ICANN. So we, so the staff has helped us to label this as a new idea, or we can say a kind of a variant to the original option A. So what we are, you know, trying to help with the group is to put together some preliminary recommendation. As you can see from the screen, is to, you know, some action item to, you know, discuss and then to check if you see so the text mark in yellow. So those are the items we would like to check or discuss further with the group and with the rest of the group, and seeing what would be a more concrete steps to address the comments from, for example, this one, ISPCP. I would encourage everybody to, after this call, because you just received this document, so I would really encourage everyone to go through this, especially, you know, on the during the initial report, we've tried to sort of rank the mechanism A, B, and C, and in the comments we did see different SO and AC submits what I call kind of innovative comments, and you know some you know echoing what's being produced in the initial report, but some also create, as I just mentioned, some new idea or the variants of the proposed mechanism. So I do encourage the members to spend some time on this. And I see Alan has his hand up. So Alan, please, over to you.
Thank you very much, Alan Greenberg speaking. Two comments. Number one, a lot of the comments here basically said, we should have a community involvement in selecting projects or reviewing projects. I always assumed that was one of our suggestions for any of the methods, and certainly for number for A and B. So maybe I'm imagining it, or maybe we didn't convey it properly, but I always assumed that there was an orthogonal decision separate from the structure of who is exactly going to be involved in selecting projects. And we've talked on a regular basis of having community involvement, so I'm not quite sure why that's a new idea. And I personally presumed it was one of the ways we could implement A or B is to have some community involvement. So that's number one. The second one is I'm really disturbed that 2 years into this CCWG, and it's almost exactly 2 years because we started in January 2017, a huge number of these comments say we should investigate option X more deeply. And this is the CCWG that's going to go on forever if we can't somehow make some decisions. So I'm really disturbed by the results of this, and maybe it's our fault for how we worded things, or maybe the whole issue is just too confusing. But I'm really worried that 2 years in, we are getting comments saying we should study some things. Thank you.
Thank you, Ellen, for the comments. I share this with you. In my personal capacity, I think as you pointed out correctly, this is the second. We're actually moving to 2 years of operation already. And yes, I mean, so, you know, as I, you know, brought up in the earlier, during the call earlier, is that the CCWG who should have put together the reviewing mechanism and later to decide the mechanism. So I share the concern with you as well. But you know, the comments are, you know, something that, so to allow us to from different SO and AC to for their inputs potentially with different level of understanding the work which has been done so far. But I guess we're trying to put everybody together, making sure that everybody reach to the same page. But from the chat room, I see Venda said it is quite hard, difficult to read, and also agree with Alan. We need to finalize our points. Once again, yes, as also from Marika's point out, that the document was circulated prior to the call. So if now or later, you can check your email and open the document in the Google Doc. That would be somehow much more easier for us to. For you to read through the comments. Anybody else has further comments? I notice we have some comments from the contracted party house, from the registry and the registrars about very specific proposal of how the fund should be used in some marketing or on universal awareness campaign, and we also receive some suggestions of for example which entities inside ICANN should be eligible to apply for the funding, and there's various comments and suggestions of how this can be possibly done. So I do encourage you to spend time and read through this. I think we in the next agenda item we will talk about the next step. But right now I'd like to see if anybody else has some comments for this. Summary. One thing I also wish to point out at this stage is that we didn't bring this up, but there was a letter from the board around the the time during or after. Please correct me if I'm wrong. The letter during or from or after the Barcelona meeting, letter asking us for some clarification, so for this particular board letter, we did put a summary here in this document saying that we need to work on further reply to the board letter. So I guess that will be a action item for sure for the next steps. Okay. Anybody has any further questions other than the document or the format of the document, or how easy to read it here? If not, I think I guess it would still leave to the members and your SO and AC to read through the some of the comments, and I mean maybe the members would help us to make more concrete suggestions on, in particular, the leadership, recommendation. So I'd like to probably move to the next agenda item. Number four is the next steps and the proposed timeline. I understand that from now to Kobe, there was only sort of 1.5 months, 1.5 months month away from the next ICANN meetings, if you read through the summary of comments, there's also a potential decision that we need to make is that whether there's a need for a second public comment period. Simply because of there's quite a good number of new ideas being brought up in the comment period, so we somehow still need to address that. So for this, may I ask first, for example, Marika, how do you see from the general, process approach? Is that, what's your feeling that maybe we should give the group, let's say, another 2 to 3 weeks to digest and come back with the comments, and then I think by the next meeting we will have some judgment on whether there's a potential second comment period needed, or whether we can proceed to produce the kind of an updated report for the group to comments. What's your take on this?
Ching, this is Marika. On that specific question, I think probably more time is needed to make that assessment. And my suggestion would be indeed for the group to work through the comments, work on its report and make updates, as needed. And then I think kind of when you have your, updated report, I think then you're probably in the right position to make an assessment of, are the changes that have been made substantial enough to warrant another round of public comments? Or in the end, have you more fine-tuned your existing recommendations in line with public comments, and as such, you can move straight to a final report. I think it may be premature to make that decision now, because I said, even though some people may have suggested to take a radically different approach, if at the end of the day, as a result of the deliberations and assessment of the input, the group decides that actually it should stick with what it originally recommended, you do need to, of course, provide your rationale for why you didn't follow maybe some of the common suggestions, but it does mean that the report itself is fairly similar to the initial report, and as such may not warrant another round of public comments. However, if you of course go indeed in a completely different direction and come up with an option that's completely different from what was put on the table during the initial report, you may want to consider having a public comment period on the proposed final report or whatever you call it, or it could be as well on kind of specific aspects of the report that you're changing and that you specifically want input on that very specific issue. In that sense, there's the group is not restrained by what it should be putting out or what form that takes. So the sort of various approaches you could consider there. And what you probably will want to talk through as well as part of next steps and proposed timeline, and there are, of course, a substantial number of items that have been identified for further consideration and discussion. And I think one of the questions there may be, what is the best way of dealing with that? And does the group believe it is kind of collectively going through those items and kind of coming up with responses and then seeing how that impacts the final, how that impacts the report and the recommendations? Is that the way to go? Is this something where, offline work would be helpful? Do we line up some of those questions in the form of a Google Doc and ask people to kind of collaborate on responses? And, are some smaller teams helpful here to focus on a section of comments and work through those? Again, I think there are a number of approaches that could be considered here, and it may be helpful as well to get people's input on that, because, again, that will then help us also kind of work on a draft timeline that kind of maps the work, between here and either a draft final report or a final report, and kind of work towards that that timeline.
Got it. Yeah, thank you, Marika, for the thoughts. So before I move the mic to Ellen and Jonathan, I would like to say a few things on, in particular, this because I'm also for the one that who's been with the group since day one, like many of you here. It seems that at this point, the initial report, not consider some of the new ideas from the public comments, I think with the process being, time and the process being taken, I think the group comes up with a pretty solid one. Even though some of the word, as some of you pointed out, could be more concrete, could be less quote unquote vague. But I think right now is the time, as shared by Alan previously, is that it's really matter is how urgent we wish to kind of wrap up the work and move things forward. I think this particular, the next couple months, I would imagine, could be very critical for us. On the personal level for myself is that opening up another comment period seems to be necessary to address the new ideas, but that could lead to a open-ended process that could kind of make the whole the group seems that the work once again being dragged along, and people will start to feel a little bit more tired to join the work. So it's just, the way I see it as, with my personal capacity. Let me hear from the from others. Adam, please.
Thank you very much. By the way, I've got some construction going on here, so there may be some background noise. I'll try to keep my comments short, though. I don't think we have a choice but to go out for another public comment because we just asked too many questions without any firm recommendations in this one. But as Marika said, it may well be focused on only particular things. The other thing is looking at the comments, the range, the diversity and strong comments for and against individual mechanisms and things like that indicate to me that we're probably never going to come to a full unanimous decision, and no matter what we decide, there are going to be some parts of the community who are against it. And I'm not quite sure how to get around that. Maybe we'll find a middle ground, but I'm not convinced. And I think we're going to have to accept that, that we are not going to get unanimity or even close to it on a number of the issues, and particularly on the model. Thank you.
Thank you, Ellen. And we have Jonathan next.
This is Jonathan Frost, the record. Can you hear me okay?
Yes, we hear you very well.
Great. I just want to say I agree with Marika and Alan that, you know, it's possible that a new comment period might be needed. I would say that I would tend to think that it would be needed more to the extent that we're not able to integrate the feedback from the community into the existing report. I think it makes sense to bring as much into it as we possibly can because it's a community-based report. But we should kick it back to them to the extent that we're not able to give them exactly what they want.
Got it. Okay. Thank you, Jonathan. We have Robert next. Robert?
This is Robert Guerra speaking. Echoing, Jonathan and Alan said some of the things I wanted to say, but I think if we're going to open up another comment period, how is that going to be received? What type of comments is that going to create from the community? It's 2 years of work from a substantial pool of funding that could advance a variety of different initiatives forward. Having that go forward is a good thing for the community and a good thing for ICANN. So I think going forward, what do we want in addition to a perhaps an additional consultation? I think, one, we need to show that we are more focused in terms of what this group has been able to come to agreement on. If there's some differences of opinion or there's some options, those need to be clearly articulated. In essence, show in a way part of what a report would look like, but where we're seeking comments. And I think, we just need to show a lot of progress. If we don't show progress, there's going to be a lot of disquiet from the community. And so I think we need to do a lot of work. The comments made earlier, let's see what we can do as a group, would be a good first step, and try to have the call for comments try to be as focused and as narrowed so it's on a couple of key questions and not elicit the large number of comments that we've got now. And so let's not try to repeat this, but just, if there's some key things that we can't come to agreement on, but just not having to go through 85 pages of comments, is not something that I would be keen to see again. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Robert. Jonathan, is that a new hand or an old hand? Okay, thank you.
That was an old hand, I apologize.
That's all right. Thank you very much. So I guess what I hear from at least from Alan, Jonathan, and Robert is that a reservation for a common period, there's pros and cons. but more reservation towards to a common period. An additional common period. But once again, I think for the groups to digest. I'm seeing from the chat that writing Daniel saying I would tend to agree that a new public comment be as focused as possible. Yeah, thank you very much for the comments for this one. Before once again jumping to the decision on the next steps, I think for us is to really to digest this summary of comments. I think the leadership team will to encourage the group to share thoughts, in particular the leadership. I mean the recommendations. I'd like to find a more concise and easier way for the groups to work on, either to agree or to share with more views on the leadership recommendation. So I guess for this time, at this time, I would like to take this to exchange further thoughts with Erica and also with Marika on how to help the group, focus on, let's say, the leadership recommendation at this time. Maybe one thought jumping out of my mind right now is to provide a 2 to 3 page summary of the leadership recommendation for those new ideas. In particular, let's maybe focus on this recommendations first. But I mean, obviously, you are always welcome to address the other concerns, from the comments from of the other SO and ACs. So I would like to take this back when Erica has time, and then I'll exchange to her and try to come up with a shorter document for you to work on. Yes, Marika, why don't you share what you're trying to put together, or what you have in mind right now? Marika?
Thanks, Ching. This is Marika. Not anything particular in mind. And I would like to encourage the group, instead of focusing on whether public comment is needed or not, to really focus on reviewing the comments. Because I said I think it will become clear, going through the review and the changes that may result from it, whether or not additional public comment is needed and how that can be conducted. So that I think the first priority should really be on this. What we can maybe do is basically give everyone a week to review this document and to kind of flag if you have any concerns about the leadership recommendations, particularly with regards to how to deal with some of the comments and how to approach them. Following that week, then I think staff can kind of maybe put together, and of course the public comment review tool is already organized in a way that it takes the topics to together. So we can maybe put those specific questions and next step together in a separate document so that the group can start working through and kind of organize it by themes or topics for upcoming calls. And as I said, we'd still really appreciate any kind of input the group may have on how to best tackle going through those questions. Is that something that should be done plenary style, and we just continue on our schedule of every two meetings, and for each meeting we basically have a set of questions and issues that are to be discussed and kind of answered. And from that, you know, we can then, of course, derive, you know, what changes, if any, need to be made to the report. Or is there another, you know, better way of working to get through this? Because, you know, obviously, you know, going plenary style, it will probably take a bit of time because, you know, that, as you can see, there's quite a bit of input that has been provided. So I said, I think that may be, you know, the next immediate step for the group to go through this. I think, you know, you shouldn't also hesitate if you believe, you know, a suggestion is being made that the group already considered in detail and, you know, for good reason, either, you know, didn't go in direction. I think that's also, you know, perfectly legitimate for the group to call out. But I said, you know, there is still a lot of input that has been provided that the group will need to digest and kind of determine, you know, how that impacts your work and recommendations.
Yeah, thank you, Marika. So I think we're in the same line in terms of focusing on the comments at this time. But I think it also helped the previous discussion, the last 20, 30 minutes, is to form, you know, the group, I think, kind of have a general feeling that we don't want another comment period. It's been enough time. We think at this time it's our goal to wrap things up, in the shortest amount of time as possible. As there's just so many, moving pieces and other, PDDs going on. So I think in order not to have another comment period, so it really matters that the group would, the members at least to focus on, you know, the review for this particular summary documents and comes up with the recommendations of how to move things along. So I think, pointing out previously about how the staff with the leadership team to help put together something easier for the members to review and to read. So I'll make that as one of the action items and talk to Erica when she's available. I'm seeing in the chat room from Marine asking how we supposed to deal with submission that where there are concerns, especially if there are checks and further study to be made of the submission idea. And there's a response from Marika saying that the group, the CCWG, will need to explain how those concerns were already considered or consider this concern, how this concern can be addressed, whether it's through further checks, further study, or for updates. And I do recall that when reviewing those comments, some of the comments or suggestions even need to be addressed in the next phase of the work. So once again, really, it's really up to the group to work on and also to the review. I guess this one, the next step and the proposed timeline, are we comfortable with, let's say, by the prior to the next meeting, which is 2 weeks from now, is the members here are comfortable with submitting your suggestions or ideas or comments for these summary reports? Is everybody okay with the time, or do you need more time, or do you have some other ways for us to tackle those papers? I can see from the chat room, Carolina say yes, that sounds okay, and Marine has there's still a follow-up question. Yes, Marika, please answer if you can.
Yeah, thanks, Shing. This is Marika, and I think now it dawned on me what Maureen is specifically referring to. In the last column, indeed, you know, there's usually a kind of we have a preset of words we can select to kind of reflect, you know, what the comment is about. So it's either, I think, it's agreement, concern, new idea. And you know, maybe concern doesn't accurately reflect, it may not be specifically a concern. It may just be, you know, flagging an issue or a topic that may need further consideration, but we've kind of used, you know, the concern just in general to flag anything that's not agreement and anything that's not, you know, a completely new idea. We have flagged that as concern. So that, I think you need to kind of take it a little bit with a grain of salt, whether the comment is actually a concern or it's maybe just a suggestion for something the group should further consider, or more of a question where, you know, someone may not be clear on, you know, whether something has been factored in or not. So again, I think it's really important just to kind of you know, review the comment and kind of assess, you know, what you think the commenter is asking for. And as I said, we've tried to kind of flag that in that third column to kind of say this is what the commenter is asking the CCWG to do. But of course, it's up to you to consider, you know, whether you want to go down that path or whether you are of the view that it's something you have already considered, or whether there's just no support within the CCWG to go down that route for, you know, whatever reasons that you can you know, explain or respond to in the public comment review tool. So I hope that helps clarify.
Yeah, thank you. Okay, thank you for both Marika and Maureen to raise this. I guess this is helpful, and also, I mean, clarify the definition, I mean, the categories itself, what does it mean by concern and new idea? So I guess the general feeling is that we need two weeks for the members and potentially going back to their perspective SO and ACs to sort of channel through the this summary of comments, and then when we get back together next time in 2 weeks from now, we then will have, you know, the next opportunity to address specifically. Let's say if a particular item needs to be pointing out and spend more times, potentially some items that there's we need to address. For example, a mechanism that needs to be further discussed. An allocation method needs to be addressed, or a particular project. One way to discuss it is that in the next 2 weeks, please let us know. In fact, in our mailing list, that saying that this is something that you really think the group should be taking into consideration before the final decision is made. So please do share with your thoughts towards to any particular comments, and also the recommendation that's put together by the leadership team. And then this will help us to organize what the potentially the next one or two meetings, how the discussion can be moved forward. So, okay. So for this, I guess we're good, and at least some general ideas of sometimes, and also whether we will allow the members to have more times to go back and forth on being, the comments from their groups. So let's move on to the next item. Is the plan for the next for the Kobe meeting, I-1064. So on the agenda box, you see two time. We also receive a notice from Marilyn, who's not able to join us. Let me see if she's in though. She was mentioning the Wednesday meeting that the BCs and potentially some of the other ASO and ACs may find this second slot on Wednesday a little bit challenging, and we all understand how scheduling in the ICANN meeting could put us in and out of the rooms and really could be really messy. So for this one, I think for the time being, this is the best we can have. On the personal level, for myself, I really would love to see this in a high-level high-interest topic, but it seems that we couldn't make it this time. I also envision this to become something like a town hall meeting, so we will have specific members or SO and AC to share with their views on specific on the specific topic. But for this next one, I will assume that with the face-to-face, I will imagine the goal for these two meetings. One is to really to sum up the work for the public comment period, and then potentially the decision to either to start to work on the final report so we can present it for the board, or that would be the time for us to really to say that, hey, we just need more time. I mean, even we don't feel like doing that, but we just need more time on this. So so I guess that's that would be something to be planned and to be worked on. Yes, yes, Marika. Sorry, I didn't notice you. You raised your hand. Please go ahead.
No worry at all, Shane. This is Marika. Yeah, just to know that, indeed, at the request of the group, we identified some additional time. Unfortunately, it was not possible to kind of have a half day, I think, as Erica had suggested. So what we did find another additional slot on Wednesday. Marilyn has indicated that may be problematic for CSG participants if they have another session at that time. So we will have another look to see if there's any other slot available. But as Ching already noted, scheduling is always a challenge, as there are many other meetings. And, of course, especially in a cross-community working group, we have members from different communities that all have their own schedule and own challenges related to that. However, what we will do, and as I said, we'll first see if there's an alternative slot we could identify. But what we will do is send out a doodle poll so we can assess the availability of members to participate in these sessions, because I think these are in principle really foreseen as working sessions, and we only have a couple of weeks to go before many people will start traveling to Kobe. So it's likely that we'll still deep in public comment review at that stage. So it is important that we have sufficient participation to make successful use of those sessions, unless indeed there's another way in which the session can be used. So please look out for that. And as I said, apologies if this is these slots are difficult to attend, but I think we're facing competition from a lot of different efforts that are also meeting at the Kobe meeting.
Thank you, Marika. So that brought us to the next one, the next meeting. As I said, that will be 2 weeks from now, still on Wednesday, the same time slot. I understand that many of you are with different working groups, especially the EPDP groups. And for myself, I think I'm okay, but we also need to confirm for Erica's, for her, if she is available. I think we will stick with the time, the February 13th, 1400 UTC. If there's change needed, we would let everybody know as soon as possible. So that would be this one. Anyone has question for, for ICANN64 or for the next meeting in 2 weeks' time? Okay. If not, if there's any other business. Just for myself, because if you recall, in the last meeting, we do have one particular agenda that the group agrees to discuss, is to to reconfirm the membership. It's not really to ask you to go back to your SO and AC. Saying that you need new volunteers, you need new people. In particular, at this point of time, it's been 2 years, so many of you has been gone through this long road with us. We're kind of getting closer to producing the end result. The reason for this item that I brought up once again, and also in the last call, is we do see some trend of the attendance seems dropping, but it seems that for this particular one that most people are going back to the normal working mode, and where it seems that this particular one that is going back to normal level. So I just like to ensure that we're kind of getting close, and we really wish that the members could stay with us, and then to make sure that the participation level is good enough. So, Marika, you have anything to add on this?
No, thanks, Ching. I'm here. Nothing to add. As you said, and I think that it's something that Erica has noted beforehand as well, and it may also be an opportunity to kind of flag to the different chartering organizations where things stand, what next steps are, and indeed also remind them of the importance of having members actively participate, because the further we get along, the closer we'll get to a final report and a potential consensus call that would involve the members.
Absolutely, yes. Your active participation, and also when we get to the time for a consensus call, that's really matters if enough members and joining, the level of participation is good enough to make sure that the final report is has a good representation and from the ASOs and ACs. So I guess that's the item from me. So any other business from the members? Any kind of words before we close the call today? Seems that we're on the top of the hour and we're good. I guess we're good with this call. If I'm not hearing anybody, I will once again wish you a very good week ahead, and see you on the next call. Thanks very much for joining us this time. Thank you.
Thank you. This concludes today's conference. Please remember to disconnect all lines and have a wonderful rest of your day.